Temperatures have been hovering in the mid-90s for days now, and all those blasting air conditioners we're using to cool down are taxing the power grid. In fact, just this afternoon, Con Ed reported that it set a new all-time record for electric usage in the New York area. So far, New York City has gotten through the heat wave with just a few scattered power outages here and there, nothing major. But all this hot weather does make you wonder what's between us and another blackout like the one that knocked out power to millions for 2 days in the summer of 2003. Masoud Amin is a distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Minnesota and the director of the school's Technological Leadership Institute, and he joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hake. My pleasure.
Well, when you know, 8 million people turn up, crank up that AC, what kind of pressure does that put on the power grid?
It's immense. It not only in terms of electricity demand, but it also draws something called reactive power, which is almost like the foam on top of a beer. That's a crude analogy. But for the beer to be bubbly, you need the foam on the top. So that provides flow of electrons in the system. So when that many air conditioners are kicking in, it makes the system wobbly and harder to control.
Now, we know that New York has some aging infrastructure. How would you assess the state of New York's power grid these days? In particular, how does it compare with grids in other parts of the country?
Overall, Con Ed had done a great job or has done a great job of predicting. Actually, they had predicted that the electricity peak demand this summer will break the record of last summer, set July 22nd, 2011, that was 1,300,189, if I recall correctly. We broke it today with 13,214 megawatts at 2 p.m. Overall, they have done everything they can. They have put in about $1.2 billion to prepare for the summer into the infrastructure. But if we step out and we look at North America as a whole, Midwest, the six Midwestern states, is the most reliable part of the grid. If you exclude extreme events, we experienced 92 minutes of outages per customer per year. New York, New England are doing very well, but unfortunately, because of extreme aging of the infrastructure, you experience about 214 minutes of outages per customer per year. In contrast to Japan, with the same metric of exclusion of extreme events, they experience 4 minutes
now
of outages per customer per year.
You've written quite a bit about the need to upgrade existing systems here in the U.S. to a smart grid. Talk about the smart grid. We have just a few seconds, though.
Certainly. It's a next-generation electric power system that uses secure digital technologies to have better information, faster sensors, secure communication and automation to increase reliability, system efficiency, reduce carbon emissions, and enable integration of renewables and electric vehicles. It will cost $17 to $24 billion a year for 20 years. The benefits of that are reduces outages at a minimum $49 billion a year that currently cost us over $100 billion a year, improves the system efficiency by 5%, that's another $20 billion a year, and reduces carbon emissions by 12 to 18%. And for every dollar spent on a smarter and stronger grid, we get an economic activity of $2.8 to $6 per dollar spent in terms of job growth and creation of new innovative jobs.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Masoud Amin is a distinguished professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much, Professor.
My pleasure. Anytime.